Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The center fielder, Roger Ripos. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Lou Kraus. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlin. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlin. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos takes first base on ball four. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ripos moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ripos moves to third. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ripos. Ward reaches second base with a double. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gosger moves to second. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof takes first base on ball four. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney fires to second and picks off Gosger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kraus moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger bunts towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Kraus moves to third. Campaneris moves to second. One out. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Repose hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG who is chasing the ball. Green reaches third base with a triple. Kraus scores. Campanera scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Green scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive towards the mound. Kraus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Repose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a pop-up towards short. Elia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kraus is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Repose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first, with Horland covering, for the out. Hershberger moves to third. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Green hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0-for-1 in the game. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNairtney hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0-for-1 in the game. Horland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gosger moves to second. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards short. Elia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Repos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Repos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron pinch hits for Lee Elia. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-2 in the game. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Jerry Adair now playing shortstop. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Locker now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Green. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Green steals second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Charles is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosgar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gosgar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Agee is hit by the pitch. Ken Berry pinch hits for Floyd Robinson. Joe Gratzenda now pitching. Larry Stahl now playing left field. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing left field. Pete Ward now playing right field. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Campaneris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gratzenda fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Repose hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Repose for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-3 in the game. McNairtney bunts towards the mound. Gratzenda fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to second. One out. John Romano pinch hits for Bob Locker. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is walked intentionally. Gary Peters pinch runs for John Romano. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiss scores. Peters moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.